one.
Okay, so we're now going to go ahead and convene the board meeting for PID number two. Just pulling up my agenda for PID number two here, although it's basically identical. So want to call this meeting to order. The same things that I said in the prior meeting about, you know, Holton and Walker, you being new board members and you know, you'll need to be sworn in, take the oath of office and all of that. That applies also to PID two. So you'll essentially be sworn in twice. But other than that, you know, everything else is basically identical. The PIDs are, other than their boundaries, that everything else is essentially the same. So, so I won't repeat everything that I said in the prior meeting on that, but we'll, jump into the agenda here. Again, we have consent items. The previous meeting, board meeting for PID number two was also held on December 13th, 2022. There's no outstanding payment applications, as since those are all run through PID one. So we just need a motion basically to approve the minutes of the previous board meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the previous board meeting held on December 13th, 2022.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. That was a motion by Seth and a second by Walker. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. It's like Holton's still muted, but
Sorry. I said that and I was muted. Sorry. Okay. About that.
All right. So that was unanimous. Thanks, guys. Okay. Action items. Again, we have on here on the agenda retaining Haney and Company. And I guess, based on the discussion in the previous meeting, sounds like we don't need to retain them for PID number two. Is that right?
Go ahead, Shelby.
Sorry, I said that's correct. Did you disagree with that, Michael?
No, I agree.
Okay. All right. So we can move on without taking action on this item.
Do we need to do a consent on consent item number two?
No, we actually don't, because none of your requisitions are running through PID number two. We could have left that off the agenda, but just it stayed in the form. So we don't need to address that. And we can skip the engagement of the auditor since we don't need to do that for PID number two. So we'll move on to consider approval of resolution 2022-03B. This is basically identical to the resolution that was approved for PID number one. The only difference being that the property that's being annexed into PID number one is being withdrawn from PID number two. So this resolution is to approve that withdrawal of property. So if there's no questions about that, I'll look for a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution 2022-03B. To withdraw approximately 1.8 acres from the district boundaries.
Okay, we have a second.
Second.
Thanks, Walker. All in favor?
Aye.
And that was unanimous. Thank you, guys. On district financials, I included this on the agenda here as well, but I know that this PID 2 is essentially just a pass-through entity. Have you guys been doing separate financials for PID number two?
As of the first quarter of 2023, yes. That was the first time there was any activity for PID two. So for 2022, we didn't have anything recorded.
Okay. So it sounds like that's something we can look at down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, well, that takes us to the end of our business then, guys. Appreciate everybody getting on. Holton and Walker, we appreciate you guys being willing to do this with us. Having a full board definitely makes it really easy to run these PIDs and make sure things happen efficiently. So appreciate you guys.
Thanks, man.
We just need a motion to adjourn then, if there's nothing else.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Seth. Thanks, guys.
Go ahead and Scott, if you'll just stop the recording.
Yep.